T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. PBS's National Memorial Day concert will air tonight at 8 p.m. on PBS, bringing the country together and paying tribute to the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. Featuring an all-star cast hosted by Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise, with performances from country artists Trace Adkins and Jody Messina and The Warren Treaty, plus American Idol winner Phillip Phillips, gospel legend Yolanda Adams, and more, and featuring actors like John Slattery and actress Mary McCormick, who's known for her roles in television's The West Wing and In Plain Sight and The Kids Are All Right, as well as being in movies like Private Parts, Deep Impact, and True Crime, just to name a few. She's on the line with me to tell us more. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
Mary, I just wanted to start by thanking you because in last year's National Memorial Day concert, you were part of that tribute to the women of World War II. My grandmother passed away 5 years ago, but she was a WAC, and this tribute was so beautiful. It really brought to life some of the things that my grandmother had talked about doing, and it was so easy for me to picture her in those videos of these women wearing the same uniform that I had seen pictures of her in. What was it like being part of that tribute last year?
First of all, I thank her for her service. That's amazing that you got to experience that and have those stories firsthand. What a treat. It was amazing for me too. I mean, that was such a moving tribute. I was really, and then afterwards I got to hang out with those women. I mean, they were incredible. They were just incredible. And every year I do that. I've done the concert for 7 years, and every year I think, well, it can't get more moving than that. I mean, it just never disappoints. This concert is incredible. The first time I did it, I think I did a tribute to a woman named Jackie Walton, who was a little girl when her dad perished in Vietnam. And the piece that I did was letters that they were writing to each other. She was 6, I think, and letters that she was writing him and letters that he wrote back to her. And it was just so incredibly moving. I thought, I'm going to do this every year if they'll have me. And I don't even know if they want me, but I show up every year. I mean, I'm like a stalker. It's such an incredible concert and such an incredible opportunity to be able to say thank you to so many people who've done so much for us, you know, not just the fallen and the wounded, but their families too, you know, to be able to just take a minute and honor all the people who have given so much. You know, Memorial Day is a day off, and there's cookouts and there's beer, and I understand, but it's so important in the evening to just get in front of that television and put your kids in front of that television so they also understand what happened so that they get to live like this, you know, the price of freedom, so that they can teach their kids. I think it's a very important family show, and that everyone should just take the evening and remember and say thank you.
You have 3 daughters. Do you watch this show with your kids?
Yeah, I'm there. So, you know, they're there with me. Yeah, they know. I mean, my father was a Marine, and they know how important that was to me and to him. And they know how important the show is, and they know how important it is to say thank you to our servicemen and women, and our active servicemen and women too.
What role will you have in this year's National Memorial Day concert?
Yeah, so this year I'm really excited. It's the 50th anniversary of the return of the Vietnam War POWs. And so John Slattery, who's a wonderful actor and an old friend of mine, will be portraying Smitty Harris, who was imprisoned for 8 years by the North Vietnamese and obviously went through horror. And his wife, Louise, is who I will be portraying. And she endured and, you know, kept the home fires burning, you know, waiting for him to return and never giving up hope. And, you know, through this specific story of these two and their love and their sacrifice, we will be honoring all the POWs and their families. And that's what the concert does so well. Through these very specific stories, we are able to shine a light on so many people and their sacrifice. So I'm really excited to get to do this story this year. It's a special a special thing.
Do you have an idea of what else we can expect from tonight's show? Have you been able to get a sneak peek of any of the segments?
Yes. Well, there's a tribute to the Gold Star families, which is always incredibly moving. And they all show up. It's like they'll all be there. It's incredible to see, to look out on these faces on the lawn, on the Capitol lawn. And it's just a really wonderful thing. The 70th anniversary of the Korean War armistice. So there's going to be a piece about that and a World War II remembrance as well. And just great music. You know, the National Symphony Orchestra is playing tonight. And that is, you know, when you hear them and you look up and you see the Capitol and all these people. And we have Jody Messina, wonderful country star, Megan Hilty, Dulé Hill from the West Wing, one of my favorite human beings, will be there doing a piece. Trace Adkins, Yolanda Adams. It's just a wonderful lineup tonight.
I'm speaking with actress Mary McCormick. Mary, you have done so much in your career, TV, film, theater. Is there a favorite medium that you have, or is there one that you wish you could do more of?
Well, I love doing theater, and I haven't been able to do that in some years because my kids are all in school in Los Angeles, and it was sort of their turn to be first on the list. You know, their education became, you know, where I didn't want to pack them up and travel them around anymore. So I think when they are all off in college, I'll probably return to New York and do a bunch of theater is my guess. But I don't know. I love doing television because I like what a family affair it is. You know, we all play on a softball team and there's babies born. And because you do it for years, you really get to know your TV family and the crew. But I've also loved the features I've done. I mean, Private Parts is one of my favorite features, and Howard Stern's still one of my close friends. So I've been very blessed in my...
You're known for portraying strong women in so many of your roles, but you're also surrounded by strong women in your family and in your friendships. Can you tell us about some of them?
Sure. I mean, I'll tell you about my sister, Bridget. Her name is Bridget Mary McCormick, and she's just my role model. I've always looked up to her. She's always looked after me, and she's incredible. She has done a bunch of wonderful things over her career, but she just resigned. She was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Michigan for many, many years and has done a lot of good in the world. So I really look up to her.
As a girl mom, what are the qualities you'd like to see in your daughters as they grow up?
Well, I mean, I think it's important to, I always say, like, can you hear your inner voice? Like, I think we all, if we're really quiet enough, we can hear right and wrong. We can hear our inner voice telling us, oh, that person's no good, or this is a dangerous situation, or this is something to lean into, or this is, and, you know, we fill our life with noise. But if we can get quiet enough, you can really hear your inner voice. And so to listen to that, I think, is, you know, a hope I have for them. And to honor veterans. There you go. I said it. I hope they get older and they teach their kids how important that is, too.
Beyond the National Memorial Day concert, which airs tonight, what other projects are you currently working on?
Well, I have a show I'm working on called Heels, which is a TV show on the Stars Network. And our second season starts airing July 28th on Stars. And it's a wonderful show. And if you haven't seen it, you can binge the first season so you're ready for the second season. It's all on Stars.
Mary McCormick, who is going to be part of the 34th Annual National Memorial Day Concert on PBS tonight. It'll also stream on PBS.org and YouTube later this evening. It's also going to be on demand through June 11th. Is there anything else you want us to know?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would say the one of the other wonderful parts of this concert is that it's nonpartisan. It's apolitical. There's nothing, you know, you don't have to be a Democrat or Republican. In fact, we don't care. We just want to say thank you to our troops and to the fallen and to the Gold Star families. And so put your politics aside, get your kids and sit in front of the TV and watch PBS tonight. Watch it tonight. Oh my God, it's already tonight. How exciting.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. We are looking forward to watching the National Memorial Day concert on PBS. And please also tell your dad thank you for his service.
I sure will. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.